HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
And we know that America, I can hear all the sirens behind you.
These are all Taliban captured police and army vehicles. They are all over the street. The army and the police, they have deserted their post, their vehicle, their arms, ammunition, everything. These are all Taliban going around the city. You can hear the firing? Can you hear the firing?
I can hear it. How far?
Firing.
How close to your... to where you are?
1 kilometer maximum.
This episode of On the Record comes to you at a time when Taliban forces have taken over Afghanistan and the president, Ashraf Ghani, has escaped from there. At this time, the Indian government has said that it is evacuating everyone, all its officials from the Kabul embassy. And the last flight from there, commercial flights, have been suspended. We know that there are several Indian people, some students, some other aid workers who are stuck in Afghanistan, who are stranded there, desperate to come back home. Why is it they got stranded there? What are the circumstances that they're seeing there? And what's it like being in a Kabul that's occupied by the Taliban? We speak to a young aid worker who's been working in Afghanistan for the past 2 years. He speaks to us from hiding there. And because he's in hiding, he didn't want to be identified. So we are just going to call him AH. And as he speaks to us, listen carefully, because you will hear gunshots and the Taliban roaming the streets in what has just led to an atmosphere of tension, of tyranny, and of fear. Listen to what he has to say. Hi, I know that you don't want to be identified, and I don't want to kind of compromise your security as well. But can you just tell us a little bit about yourself so that our listeners can understand, you know, where you're coming from?
Yeah, sure. So, like, basically, me coming from, in the sense you want to know about the situation or where I...
A little bit about, you know, what you're doing in Kabul right now. What took you there?
So basically, I come from a low middle class family from Calcutta. And pardon my voice and the coughing. I got very bad cold in the last 2-3 days. Cold and fever. So, I come from a middle-class family from Calcutta. My parents my parents haven't completed their, you know, primary education. And, me and my brother, we are first-generation learners. So I was born in a village in West Bengal, and later on moved to Calcutta to study. So I was, you know, I studied there, did my master's, did my graduation, but I did not, I did my graduation in computer application, but I did not want to do that. I joined an NGO, worked with an NGO, and since the last 10-11 years, I have studied and worked in the social development sector. So I've worked with national NGOs, with government NGOs, with the UN body, and since the last 2 years, a little more, July 2021, I have been working in Afghanistan in deep, remote, unaccessible villages and districts in Afghanistan, trying to give children education and hope in life, especially girls. So I have been doing that for the last a little more than 2 years, and right now I was trying to move out of the country because the whole country has collapsed, the banks have collapsed, the security forces have collapsed. I managed to reach the Kabul International Airport, but there were like 8,000-9,000 people today in the morning. Of course, none of them had tickets. Like, there was only one flight or two flight in the morning. But then they were out of control, and it was guarded, the airport was guarded by the Taliban. So they could not control them, and they opened fire. I was in came to know that, you know, commercial flights are banned. The airspace of Kabul is banned, and only military and evacuation services are on. This is the thing.
So, I'm sorry about what you're going through. This must be really upsetting for you, and thank you for taking time out to explain to us what you're going through. I just want you to explain to us, because a lot of people are saying, why is it when the Indian government said a few days ago that people should come back, and we know that America, I can hear all the sirens behind you.
These are all Taliban captured police and army vehicles. They are all over the street. The army and the police, they have deserted their post, their vehicle, their arms, ammunition, everything. These are all Taliban going around the city.
My God. So I just want to understand from you, at what point, because, you know, the U.S. announced its intention to pull out some time ago, and some people feared that, while some people thought that the government would be able to fight back the Taliban, others feared Taliban would come back like 20 years ago. At what point did you think that I have to leave the country?
So the thing, even the world's best analyst could not think that, you know, this will happen. And I'm talking about not analyst who says, like, they analyze the whole world's geopolitical situation. I'm talking about experts who have, you know, spent their whole life, whole career analyzing the situation in specifically in Afghanistan. You can hear the firing? Can you hear the firing?
I can hear it. How far?
Firing.
How close to your, to where you are?
1 kilometer maximum.
Are you in your home?
So, I'm not. Home is Calcutta. Everywhere is a room.
So are you in the room that you usually stay in?
Yeah, I'm living with my colleague.
Okay.
Because otherwise office spaces and all, more than anything, it's very lonely.
I just wanted to ask you, okay, so no one anticipated that Kabul would fall so quickly. So you thought you had time to leave, right?
Yes. So basically what happened, like, even the most, conservative estimation was that it will take 6 months. Like, I haven't, before that, I do, when I'm here, I read a lot about the situation and about everything. And of course, because I've studied in this sector as well. As I said, I worked for around 8 years. I've done 2 masters in this sector. So I studied a lot as well about this. So even the most conservative estimation was that it'll take 6 to 8 months for Kabul to fall. But it took only 10 to 11 days. So no one could do it. And the sad part was, even before we realizing it, everything collapsed. I was supposed to come yesterday, morning flight, which was the last normal flight which went on, which flew. But then because of the, you know, rules and regulation of international flights and airport authority of India, that we have to have a COVID negative result hard copy with us, I could not book my flight because it was less time. So I booked today's flight, and then these things happened.
You got a COVID test done in the middle of this?
We have to, because otherwise they wouldn't have allowed to board the flight.
So you didn't have your COVID report? That's why you couldn't book?
I did not. That's why I could not take the yesterday's flight.
So what happens now? What are the Indian embassy people telling you?
This is again. Okay.
Sorry. What was that noise? You wanted to tell me something about that noise?
This is again a few Taliban. They are, you know, one is riding the bike, and the other is holding the his AK-47. And, you know, going around the city as if nothing has happened. This I would like to share, that two things I would definitely like to share, that at home or any my friends, everyone is in touch. Hopefully, like, thank God that I have internet at least. There are news that, you know, G-17 some flight or C-17 some flight is coming, or Air India has explains standing in the airport. It's very sensational. It's amazing from India. But the reality is that we cannot enter the airport. We cannot enter the place where the boarding takes place. We cannot do that. An embassy, I've written to, from my side, I've written to, from today morning, I've written to as many as people I could from the embassy, registered in their website, emailed them, WhatsApped them, called them, left them a message. But till now, I haven't even heard one response.
Have you tried going to them?
It's sealed. And going to important places like Indian Embassy or any other will attract attention.
Can you tell us what's it like normal life? Are the markets open? You said internet is working. Yeah. So are you getting news?
Yes, I'm getting news. Yesterday evening, the Taliban. Yeah, the Taliban, who is now in the government, they have announced that the president and everyone, the police and army, has left. So the responsibility of security of the city and the country is with them. And everything should be open. So might be like a person from me who has not seen all this. Like, for me, it is a little dangerous. But there are cars and I wouldn't say everything. Some people are scared. Like, at least in the day, I would have seen a lot of youngsters, a lot of men wearing Western clothes. But today, in the whole day, I did not see anyone wearing any Western dress in the street.
That's, of course, because they believe, according to Sharia, that you have to have a beard.
Yes.
Right. And do you know...
reports are coming.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So also, the reports are coming that they would be... Till now, there hasn't been any cases of violence or any atrocities till now in the local thing. They have visited a lot of offices and all, and they have been very cooperative. That's what I'm getting news. I have not...
Are you part of the Indian community there? What are you hearing about the larger Indian community?
So most of them are very, very upset, very, very sad that they have almost the same experience like me. Many of them have left. Some of them are still here. And they're very upset and sad that... because we are already in a group, a WhatsApp group by the Indian Embassy. But, this part I don't know if it is right to share or not. Okay, cut the WhatsApp part.
Okay.
Just keep it right.
Okay.
Or share that a group, Indian Embassy group. So they know that we are here, and they have been sending any kind of messages and alerts. So after, since yesterday or today, that we know that you are here, we can, track you, and don't worry, we are there. There's no hope message until now.
I see. And how many people would you say want to come back?
I'm in touch with 9 Indians, who, including me, who wants to come back the next minute if allowed. But we are very sad that we are hearing that, in the Indian news, you must be hearing that G-17, correct me if it's a G-17 or C-17.
The aircraft?
Yes.
I'm not sure which one. I think it must be C-17.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yes. Any of this, you can see in the news. It's very nice to feel proud of Indians who are there, that the aircraft is there in Kabul, it has landed, it will evacuate. But we have to ask the question, whom? We don't know about it. We are hearing, sadly, we are here firing. Yeah. So, we are hearing it from the Indian news channel. We do not have any, till now, I don't have any contact. And I'm at least I can speak for 9 others who do not have any, we have not been told, how to go. Even if tomorrow they say that there are 10 flights, 10 aircrafts of Air India waiting to take you, but then we won't be able to reach the counter to get a seat in the aircraft. So I don't know what, how will this be managed or what will be done.
So right now you're just waiting for Indian embassy to call you so that you can go back. What are your employers saying?
I work with a national NGO, like a local NGO in Afghanistan. They have been very helpful till now, but things have gone like they had good connections with the government, and it was nice, very good experience working with them. But till now we do not have, like, it is out of their hand. There is no government.
Understand. Well, we wish you all the luck, and please stay in touch with us and let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
And take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Is there some announcement being made behind you?
Yes. It is in Pashto. I do not understand Pashto. I know Dari, but I do not understand Pashto. It is being made by the Talibans.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On The Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HD Smartcast. Send in your feedback and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.